Nikolai Volkov shifted his weight from foot to foot, his scuffed leather boots planted on the pretty farmhouse porch. Flowers in a rainbow of colors exploded out of planters and hanging pots, a testament to spring's celebratory arrival after an interminable winter. Spring meant new beginnings. Not that Nico wanted one of those. He'd prefer to go back to a time when everything in his life held a little magic. He hoped like hell it was possible to go back, because forward no longer held the appeal it once had. The lowing of a cow in the pasture beyond the house drew him back to his purpose. He was probably making a huge mistake. Definitely probably. His lips quirked at the irony. World-traveling fashion photographer The Wolf was vacationing indefinitely in Blue Moon. Oh yeah, he was definitely losing his mind. Nico raised his hand and rapped lightly on the door before he could change his mind and get back in his rental car. A cacophony of crying, barking, and yelling erupted from within the neat-as-a-pin two-story. "Mommy needs some hair, Meadow!" The front door was wrenched open by the woman he was here to see, Summer Pierce. At least he thought it was Summer. His chic, lovely, always-put-together friend was grimacing as a baby, or was she a toddler now, yanked a fistful of corn silk tresses out of Summer's ponytail with chubby fingers. Summer's t-shirt had several stains and varying shades and degrees of dried-on-ness. The hulking dog next to her, spotted black and white like the cow in the pasture, stood hip-high, and when Valentina yawned, Nico guessed she could accidentally swallow one of the twins with ease. Summer's pretty, bare face lit up when she processed his presence over the stimuli of sobbing child in her arms and another inside. "Oh my God, did I forget that you were coming?" she asked, her denim blue eyes widening more when she spotted his duffel bag at his feet.
"I winged it. I should have called ahead," he said sheepishly.
Summer yanked her daughter's fist out of her hair again.
"No, I'm just so happy to see you, and thrilled that I didn't forget. How long can you stay?"
Nico scratched the back of his head.
"A while, if that's okay."
He saw the spark of curiosity flash to life in her eyes, and was relieved when her husband bellowed from the back of the house,
"Who is it, babe?"
The crying inside intensified, and another dog, a chubby beagle, slunk down the hallway, casting wary glances over its shoulder.
"Poor meatball,"
Summer clucked at the dog as he sidled his hefty body up next to her. Summer shoved Meadow into Nico's arms and grabbed his bag.
"I'm so happy to see you, by the way."
"I'm glad to be here."
At least, he hoped he would be. The hopeful desperation that bloomed across Summer's face made him wonder if it wouldn't have been a better idea to have his life crisis on a sandy beach on the Mediterranean.
"Carter! We have reinforcements!"
Summer shouted as Meadow began to cry in his arms. The twins at 14 months were teething again, molars this time.
"It's only temporary,"
Summer insisted brightly as she lugged his bag upstairs. Nico, still carrying the now-quiet Meadow, followed her over a baby gate at the top of the stairs and into the sunny bedroom at the front of the house. Meadow, to his relief, seemed content to stare warily up at Nico with eyes the same brilliant blue as her mother's.
"The main bath is all yours,"
Summer said, placing his bag on the narrow desk under the window before flopping down on the patchwork quilt that covered the bed. She yawned.
"Oh, I forgot how comfortable this mattress is," she sighed.
"So, how's life?"
Nico asked, hiding his smile. She yawned again.
"Oh, amazing. Like, absolutely amazing. Also exhausting."
Meadow must have taken offense to her mother's statement, because she chose that moment to sneeze, sending a shower of slobber and snot all over Nico's button-down.